If it's not your favorite K-pop reactor, then sadly you've been disappointed. Anyways, hey everybody, welcome to V Views. It's been a long, long, long time. Actually, let me position. I had to position my things properly. Okay. Fortunately, first week of August, I didn't release anything, sadly enough, but I have content waiting for you. This is one of the content. But look forward to next week's episode, because it's about to go down next week. But as you can tell, welcome to B Views, and today we'll be reviewing three songs. Funny enough, today they are, what do you call it? Majority of them are not really K-pop. The only K-pop song is Sumi's "You Can't Sit With Us," and the rest is Jamie Higher Music's "Jamin Dedication" featuring Jay Park, and Gray Mu AOMG Gray "Party for the Night" featuring Lehi. I call her Lehi, honestly, and Loco. So basically K-R&B, K-rap, I mean K-R&B, K-hip-hop here, basically, and there's only one K-pop song. Reason being as to why I did not react to other K-pop releases that came out. Personally, I think with the exciting amount of artists that were coming back, the releases weren't as interesting. As we honestly wanted them to be. But it's okay. Others, sadly enough, it's one release per year. For example, Somi. So we don't really know her realest potential yet. I honestly wish she could thrive more than what she's getting currently. The boys' thrill ride, personally, they could have, I don't know, it was just too much of a mashup for me. I know they were being playful, creative, fun vibes, but it felt as if it's way too much for me. Then we had Weekly's holiday party. Compared to after school, this cannot beat After School. Yes, it's a bop. It's catchy at its own, on a, you know, it's catchy in its own way, but it's not After School. Sadly enough, that's the sad part about it. It's not as interesting nor funky or not funky or catchy as After School. I think there's one there is one song from that album which people felt like it was more title track material, and when I heard it, I felt like, I think it was Weekend, if I'm not lying, Weekend, I think I felt like that could have been probably the best title track following up After School, honestly, considering that After School really went huge. So that was the rundown of currently the groups that I remember that had a comeback, but I did not really say that much with them about them. And as you can see now, I'm only gonna do like one, and then the rest are from this week. So let's start with Sumi's "You Can't Sit With Us." Sumi came back from, I think her last title was what? Tail. Tail was the ish. Recently, like recently means today and yesterday. The past 2 days I've been saying Tail. It's weird. She came back with a mini album, 1/6, includes tracks that we've heard before, such as Borderline. So yes. You can sit with it. I hate you. Sumi's "You Can't Sit With Us" is basically You remember the trend, last year's trend? Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, last year's second half trend, like the 80s and all that. It's basically us bringing that here. But she's not actually the only one, you know, Girls' Generation's Taeyong and Hyo, DJ Hyo. Hyo. Hyo came back with a second, right, featuring BB. No, hers wasn't like 80s kind of thing. But when I heard the song, I never watched MV teasers, by the way, so I think that's everyone, that's I bet everyone knows this. I always mention it all the time. I'm currently watching the music video, but I think for me the striking part for me was Somi's rap. And I was like, oh my God, Somi, I see you. I was like, yes, girl, rap it. We love to see it. I was really happy when she was rapping, honestly. When she rapped in the beginning of the second verse, I was like, yes, Somi, yes. But personally, I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I don't think I'd rank it as one of her best title tracks. Sumi has had cool title tracks: Puripipam, Bam, Kashina, Siren, Tail. You know, she's had a list of her good title tracks, but unfortunately, You Can't Sit With Us doesn't really fall under that range, except for that a few of the B-sides are even probably better than this title track. I feel like this genre of 80s disco vibes, it's a safe play if you don't know what kind of concept you want to come back with. That's what one thing I've realized, you know. That it's a quite a safe play. It's a safe move if you're not really sure. So I feel like for her, basically, it was a safe move. I'm not saying that she didn't put effort into it, but in my opinion, I feel like it was just a safe move in terms of the concept. Following Tail on top of that, because Tail was legendary. Tail, I think Tail was the song that captured people's attention, because if you compare the views right now, it's been a week and she already has 39 million views. I mean, if you compare it to Tail, Tail had, the last time I checked, had like 33 million views, I think. But it's a vibey song though. It is a vibey song. You can live, you can sit with us. I honestly felt like if she was gonna go with this kind of mood or this kind of track, she could have done something more. I feel like the song wasn't lacking in any way. It just needed the kick to make it the title track or the song that I think would have deserved the title track position, in my opinion. I'm not trying to say it's a bad song. I'm just trying to say that it's not really my cup of tea. I think I'm so done with 80s tracks. Like any song that came out this year that had like an 80s vibe to it, I personally got tired of that because we had too much of the disco vibe and we also had some of it in the beginning of the year. So I think I feel like as her second comeback following Tail, this was a bit of a letdown, but it's still a good song that I could tell you that you should go listen to. It's quite a vibey song. Also listen to her mini album 1/6. Cool songs in there like Narcissism and Call and Sunny. Yes, those are the only ones I remember that I think of the coolness in. So yeah. Let me drink my coffee. Wait. Next. AOMG is Gray. party for the night. Gray finally is releasing his album Gray Ground next week on the 17th of August, if I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong, I know. Party for the night. It was nice seeing Gray. Gray, this was not actually, he first released Baby Don't Cry and I Don't Love You. And then he released Party for the Night. I don't know who else are the other features on the rest of the album. They haven't really released the names, so I'm looking forward to that. But it was nice hearing Gray. I think a lot of people are going to tune in to his work now because of Yugyeom, because, you know, All Your Fault. Also, the fact that he produced a majority of Yugyeom's songs in his first EP. You know, people are looking forward to his music creativeness, because the Gray Ground is actually his the name of his studio and everything else. So I think people will be looking forward to it. My pain's party for the night. It was nice to hear Lehi on in a really long time. It's the same as how we heard Davida in I Want You Around. It's been a long time I've seen Lehi, other than on Hui's Home Dining. It was nice seeing Lehi singing. I think this song, Lehi did the things. Loco and Lehi, they did that part. It gave the song spice, the spice that it genuinely needed. I personally think that I don't Party for the Night, I think in terms of the melody, I wished it would have went in a certain direction. And the sad part is they only went in that certain direction in the chorus, like towards the end of the chorus when they sing party for the night. You see that part, that section, that's the direction I wanted the flow to go, like how I wanted the song to flow in. But unfortunately it wasn't like that. But it's actually quite a vibey song. K hip hop, but it's not really hip hop rap, hardcore rap, but it's like it's a mellow version of it, and it's really nice in my opinion. So I'd suggest that you guys go listen to the song. But not only the song, also other songs, the first two songs he released, Baby Don't Cry and I Love You. I know Baby Don't Cry, he featured Yunda, if I'm pronouncing his name right. And then I Love You, I think it was Woogie. Was it Woogie or Woo? I know it has a W in it. I feel like it does. Anyways, fast forward to it. That was Gray Party for the Night. I don't know. I'm a fan of Gray's music at some point, but not really all the time. So this makes me look forward to his album. You know, having this thing where they release songs one week, or in like, you know, 1 week at a time, or like in 3 days. No, it's really cool for me. I don't know about other people, but I enjoy it. So it makes me look forward to Gray Ground, in my opinion, honestly. And then next we have, last but not least, the newest member of Higher Music Entertainment, or Higher Music Label, Jaemin. He's an American Korean artist, I think K-R&B, K-rap, and he came back with Dedication featuring Jay Park. And basically his album was called Homecoming, and basically this song is literally all in English, and I really did not mind, but this song banged. She didn't really die for me. Excuse me for that. I got the lyrics wrong.
But she really slide for me. She gonna really die for me. I don't want no money. I can never get enough. Hey. Ugh. This song's fire. Honestly. It was a fire song. It was really nice to hear this kind of song at this point in life. Especially from the K R&B, K hip hop industry. It was really nice. It was really interesting because it's like the American, she took low key the American style or the Western hip hop style of music and brought it into the Korean industry. So it was really cool. And the song is quite simple. Doesn't have any complicated beats, complicated verses, complicated arrangement. It's like a repetition of the same sound, but then it's fire. It's honestly fire. Even Jay Park was interesting to hear Jay Park in this kind of scene. Oh wow, this song makes me laugh or smile. What's this? But yeah, I think the song generally is like, it's what song can I compare to? That's one that we never really heard what they were saying. I forgot it. Does it have Young Thug in it? I don't know. I forgot. But it's that kind of song. Ah, oh, I forgot it. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Lifestyle. I struggled, hey. Yes, Lifestyle. It's kind of the same vibe as Lifestyle, but like in a more chilled version of chilled way of it. So I think that's the best comparison I can make for the song. But the first time I listened to it, I was like, let me just listen to it because, like, you know, you never know. And I listened to it, I was like, wow, this is actually fire. I never really had doubts, but I was like, I wonder how it's gonna sound. And it sounded real good. I was like, this is the ish. Wow, guys, it's windy. Oh my god. But all the songs that I've said my review on, the three main songs, I recommend them to everyone. And those that I ran through them, still good songs that I suggest that you guys should listen to. Trust me. As much as it wasn't, especially for the K-pop, it wasn't really a strong start. But one thing's for sure, we're going to end on a good note. While I was still chilling, I saw like an unpopular... opinion that said that honestly K-pop service had carried the first half of 2021, and they're not lying. If it wasn't for K-pop soloists in the first half of 2021, I swear this would have been the worst year for K-pop. I would lie to you. I think I even mentioned this in one of my unpopular K-pop opinions, but I'm not sure if it's the one on Patreon or the one on my podcast page. So, oh well. But I feel like it's the one on Patreon though. So I'll leave my Patreon link down below if you want to listen to it. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. But thank you for tuning in. I'll leave the links down below for the songs. But if you want to check out the other songs, since I mentioned them like in the beginning of this episode, I don't think it'll take you a long time. You just have to listen to like the first 5 minutes of this song, of this episode, and then you'll be able to pick out
the names of the artists and their songs. But thank you for tuning in to B-Views. It was an episode in a really long time, and let's look forward to the rest of August. August is going to be a fire month, one thing's for sure. Can bet on it. But yes, as I said, next week, look forward to a TXT's comeback, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, that's the only comeback I know. But then I know it's not the only comeback that's happened in that week. But I know, yes. You guys get what I mean, right? Ah, Red Velvet. Yes, Red Velvet, Queendom. I knew I was in the... Ugh. But anyways, thank you for tuning in. Mwah. Love.